Late yesterday afternoon, approximately 3:34, we received notification from Jacksonville Air Force Base in Central Arkansas that Miss Day's car had been located by a maintenance crew. Shortly thereafter, we were notified by law enforcement on the base that they went out, investigated, found a body in the car. It had been wrecked out in a ravine in a remote location on the Air Force Base, and a maintenance crew had located it. Following that, investigators from Jacksonville in Central Arkansas went to the location, and we so happened to have an investigator and the assistant chief in Little Rock for training, so they also went out to the location. Ultimately, the car was removed. The body will be sent to the crime lab for positive identification and autopsy. So at this time, we can't make an absolute positive identification, but there's no reason to think otherwise. So I'll be following up with a final on that a little bit later, and that's our current situation. Our heart goes out to the family. They have been notified of our current situation and investigation, but I just want to thank everybody in the community and across southern Missouri and Arkansas. There's been so much effort in trying to find Miss Day in the past almost month. So, you know, there's been it's sad. It's not the conclusion we were hoping for, but a lot of people in this overall area has done great work and efforts to find Miss Day. But I appreciate y'all's help.